Good evening. My name is Terry, and I'm here for the discussion group to get it going. It's a little after 7, or 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 9:03. This is the discussion group, and hang on a second, Stolly.
Okay.
Every week, we have the discussion group at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and we want to invite everybody to talk. This is for your chance to talk about anything you want. We're in the regular meeting room, and we leave it up to the floor. I want to remember that everyone is responsible for their own language and their own words, that the words of the people are their own, and they don't necessarily reflect the NLA or anything that way. So I'm going to open the floor and turn it over to all of y'all, and I'll be listening. The floor is yours.
By the way, Terry, you were pretty garbled there. I think you've got a hookup problem there.
Thank you.
Well, I see where Trump stopped the complete recording of our every thought process, I guess through NSA yesterday or today. So that probably won't make a bit of difference at this point, but it's kind of nice to know. What was Obama got the safe zones declared by law, signed it into law, and since then something like 82% of the shootings have been in the safe zones. These people aren't stupid. They don't want to get shot at. Well, you people just aren't very responsive tonight.
In the beginning, there was a floor, and the floor was open. And they looked upon the void and said, it needs to have some conversation. Yeah. By the end of the meeting, everyone wanted to have input, and they did.
But they saw the void, and it was empty.
Okay, I'll time it from an hour, from 1 minute right now. So anybody wants to can jump in. Please do. Go ahead.
So how's it going, everybody? I don't want to let the call get ready. I don't know if I have anything that I want to discuss tonight, but I just couldn't see us getting off the air in 5 minutes. But maybe that's the way it goes. I mean, I could discuss the fact that we're working on this Q&A page, and that's coming along quite nicely. But I also wanted to ask, is that meeting tomorrow night just between the few of us, or is that open to everybody?
Well, it's open at least to everybody that got an email. If you think of somebody who you think can add to it, why invite them?
No, I just wondered if it was a general meeting. You know?
No, it's not actually general, but that was about the group of people that I could think of that might be productive, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I sent out a brief agenda, too. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I... Since I got you on the line here, I was just wondering if you wanted to talk about that that lady from New York.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there, Jim. What do you have on that?
Well, I mean, she seems genuine. You know, she said that she's losing her house up here in Water, up by Watertown. She's out in the Adirondack Park. And she doesn't care that she loses it. Doesn't matter. She says, I have three more.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's nice to have a couple of backups, I guess.
Yeah, and just a few extras laying around here and there.
Yeah. So anyway, she offered the place for like a confab, you know, before it goes, before you take it for foreclosure. She said, you know, I'd like to see us all get together so that we could discuss things in NLA and stuff like that, and you know, co-mingle. And she says, I'll cover everything. All you guys need to do is get there. So bring it to them, you know, bring it out there and see if anybody wants to come to New York for a confab, I guess. And
you say Watertown, New York? That's at the end of the earth, right?
Well,
up against Canada.
No, it's probably an hour north of Niagara Falls, you know, Buffalo area, stuff like that.
Okay, what am I thinking at the top of Lake Champlain? What's the city up there?
Oh, that's Plattsburgh in Massena.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I guess I should say I think it's an hour north of Syracuse, I mean.
Yeah.
Because you have that huge great lake that cuts over, runs east to west, that all the snow comes off of. And
yeah.
But I figured if I could always call her and ask her. She said, you know, the funny thing was, is we talked, and then she called me back like 15 minutes later. She said, somebody just called me. Was it you? And I said, no. And she said, well, somebody just called me from NLA. So that's why I thought it might have been you, because you get the intakes as well as me, you know?
Yeah, right.
And but you said that you might have talked to her a couple of weeks prior to that, and this was on
right.
The same day.
But not the same day.
So, I mean, I was going to say to her, listen, if you want, we can talk about, you know, we can get together and meet, because I can't imagine us all getting together up in the Adirondack Mountains and without knowing going on, you know.
This time of year is not very good. Like you say, that's right on the east end of the lake where everything ends up. You know, the first 5-10 miles is clear and then it really dumps.
Yeah, that's really true. But anyway, that's just the way it goes. So
yeah, not many towns along there. You know, you go up through Pulaski to Watertown, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I could call her back and tell her that we're just not willing to do that. But if she'd like to offer up some other way to help us, we'd be greatly appreciated. But as far as us all getting to the same place, I think that's the things that that conspiracies are made of and stuff like that. We shouldn't put ourselves like that out there. You know, when you go to do the quote, the right thing, you know, there's plenty of evil out there that's willing to stop you.
Yeah.
And the only thing that really keeps them from doing it is the fact that they can't stop us all at once, so we should just almost never like that, you know? Otherwise, it's going to have to start from square one again.
If it was summer, I'd vote for it, because that's a nice area. I've been up through Syracuse, was up there last fall. And I wouldn't mind going up again. It's closer than going over to where you guys are. I don't have to go clear across state to get there, you know. It's only about 400 miles for me.
Well, I'm thinking maybe she lives in New Jersey, so that's what she said. So maybe we could get someplace like, I don't know, out towards Binghamton or something where it's just kind of like for a bunch of people to get together. Plus, we did all go to Pennsylvania that one time. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was northern, north central PA.
That was a nice outing.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I was talking to Veronica last week about that, and another gentleman that I called who told me that he remembers me from that picnic.
Hmm.
So it's a nice thing. Yeah, we should try to get an annual picnic together.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll tell her that. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I am all for an annual picnic.
Yeah.
Pick a nice spot for summer and gather. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got on the discussion call. I was going to go out in Uber, but I did a bunch today, so I'm just not going to do it. Oh, yeah, I'm just not going to do it. No, I got in a car accident today. I had my car towed away, and I got to get it fixed. It's terrible. The sun was right in my eyes. I pulled right out in front of traffic. It's a wonder I didn't get we didn't get more injured, but it was just a small accident. So, so I'm kind of carless to go out, and so I figured I'd get on the call here.
Yep.
See how it's going, so. But that's about all, really. Anyway, I didn't know what was happening on the 19th, but then I talked with somebody, and they kind of filled me in, so, because I missed that.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything definite. Can you or Terry tell me exactly what it is they're saying is going to happen on the 19th?
Well, that's what I heard. Let's hope something happens on the 19th. We're tired of waiting 6 months for something to happen.
Well, they started a countdown, and the countdown goes for, it was started back in February, the end of February. And if you add up the countdown, it was the 19th of March. And then in a post right around there, Q said some big, big, big happenings between now and then. So nobody has identified exactly what it is. Nobody really knows, but something's happening. So we'll see.
And when are the Ides?
When are the Ides?
15th.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm coming right back through your speaker there, Terry.
Trump was running he did come out and make that little statement there, that there's calm before the storm. So maybe there is something to it.
Well, yes and no. You know, every time they tell you something major is going to happen, it's usually not going to happen when they tell you, because they wouldn't tell you if something major was going to happen.
Is this when I say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Do I say anything else after that, or I just...
You may say whatever you like. This is open discussion.
I'm just a new caller. I just came across you guys today, so...
Okay.
I'm just going to be a fly on the wall.
Okay.
Wallflower. Hope I didn't kill the conversation.
Not really.
Okay.
It was at a pause anyway.
Why? What brought you to the NLA? 3401. Can I ask for your name and state so that we kind of know who we're talking to?
Yeah, my name is Travis, and I am from Maryland. And I was talking with someone who's familiar with you guys, and so I just looked you up today and going through the website and saw you guys had a weekly call tab, and so I checked that out and saw that you had something going on tonight, so I thought I would just jump in and see what was going on.
Yeah, there's some people that think that they don't have enough time to ask questions, or they don't get enough time to express their viewpoint during the Monday night weekly call, the weekly Monday night call. And the discussion group, and they wanted to go different places. Well, on Monday nights, it's John and Brent and Gerard that kind of drive things. And so the discussion group was created so anybody can talk about anything they like. So if you have any questions or general questions, good place to ask. But you don't have to. You can just listen. However you want to do it, we would love to answer your questions.
Okay. Well, I suppose if you guys don't have anything on the agenda, I'm getting a really bad echo. I don't know if that's...
No, this is more just a discussion group. It's open discussion for anybody, and you're welcome to stay or go, just whatever you want to do. Thank you. And we're glad you came, Travis. I hope you come to a Monday night call.
Oh, I will, for sure, because this is something that is... I can't do this. There's a really bad echo, and I hear myself saying what I just said. Now it's gone.
That was me. Thank you, and I will mute again.
Okay. All right. So I have been looking into courtroom procedure and whatnot since last year, just continuing to listen to whomever I come across, and that's how I came across you guys. I've got a court trial coming up at the end of May, and I'm trying to figure out what's going to be my best way to present myself in court as my own counsel. I'm not afraid of public speaking, and I'm familiar with argumentation and debate, and so that's not an issue. It's just a matter of whether or not I'm taking the correct approach, and so I'm just trying to get as much information as I can to prepare for that, or to somehow perhaps find some way of even not having to go to court if there's a way of filing certain motions or whatnot to...
There is a...
Persuade the court that that's, you know, that this needs to just be abandoned because of color of law and all that kind of stuff. So, just trying to...
I don't know if you've run across it or not yet, but on the website there is a page called the docket, and that lists all of the papers that we have written and filed. Some of them aren't filed yet. There's a wide variety of them. It has a number of columns: first evidence, papers filed, law documents, information, and writs. Habeas corpuses, non-judicial foreclosures, things like that. But if you have questions, the place to bring it is on a Monday night call. And when you get on, they'll talk about opening up the queue, and that's your queue. You hit *6 and then a 1, and it'll put you in the queue. And so when your name comes up, they'll call on you and unmute your mic, and you can ask your questions and so on. John and Gerard and anybody else, Brent and so on, will be happy to answer whatever questions you might have.
All right. So I'll check out the docket page.
Yep.
Okay.
That's under the grand jury, I think, is where you find it.
All right. So do that.
Yeah. And the blue banner up at the top there where all the different headings are, just hold your mouse over grand jury, and the drop down will have grand jury docket. Just pull that up. There's a wealth of information on there. You know, I don't know if you're familiar or found our free courses yet. We have a civics course, and that's fairly intensive and involved. It's 120 hours of video or audio, and with exam questions every so often on each segment. Then we have a Constitution course, although I'm not sure that's still open. That's one you can walk through on a day on a weekend. That has been incorporated now into the Government by Consent course, and we're in a process of still generating that. It's going to have about 15 chapters, and we've got the course set up on the website up through chapter 6 now, and we're still working on finishing it up. That information, most of it's going to go into a book too that John is writing. So there's a lot of information in that. It gathers stuff from a lot of the documents that we have on the website, as well as other legal documents and stuff. Very good course. I would highly recommend it. I don't know, have you looked at the grand jury administrator positions we're trying to fill with all the counties in the United States?
I did see, I don't know that I understood exactly what that was, because I thought it was interesting that it was talking about your local area, and then it seemed to be affiliated with you, so I was trying to figure out how those two things went together, but now that you said it that way, that made sense. So I did see that. I said, I'm a truck driver, so I'm driving right now, and I was between my stops when I mm-hmm. was kind of flipping through your pages before I got back out on the road. And mm-hmm. so I only briefly saw the courses that you have, and then also yep. what you were just describing. And I thought that was interesting because I'm going to be getting out of the truck right now and opening my trailer door, so if you don't mind that noise. But this whole rabbit hole venture down the rabbit hole with my experience with getting a citation last year and trying to figure out how to fight it has really piqued my interest in understanding the law and understanding our Constitution and mm-hmm. our rights and color of law and all that kind of stuff. It's absolutely fascinating to me in a way right. that it wasn't when I was a kid, you know.
If you're a commercial driver, you have other restraints that the individual does not have. The individual has guaranteed right to free passage under the Constitution, but if you're a commercial driver, then you are subject to their codes and statutes and all their other regulations, unfortunately.
Well, does that only happen when you're driving in the capacity as a commercial driver?
Yes.
Or because what I mean is that if I'm driving privately and I get pulled over, but my license is endorsed for CDL. You know what I mean? It seems that I would only be under the CDL provisions when I'm actually employed and driving while employed, because
right.
otherwise I'm driving in a private capacity.
Yep, you're driving right? your private car, your individual auto, and you should have the right to free passage. You're not commercially driving at that point, would be my interpretation, but don't hold me to it. I'm not a guru, but I can't
see
why. Yeah,
well, I tried, you know? That's what my last two trials were regarding, because I bought two cars last year and did not register them, did not license them,
mm-hmm.
and that's what started getting me into more trouble in my local city, because,
right.
well, obviously I didn't, you know, so... I didn't label myself at all in terms of sovereign citizen or free man of the land
right.
or whatever. I was just challenging the fact that I have a right to travel, and
yeah.
and your codes don't apply to me because I'm not in commercial business right now. So why are you bothering me?
Yeah, ideally you don't need a driver's license even, so whether you got a CDL or not would be irrelevant.
Yeah.
But don't argue your case alongside the road.
That'll get you into more
trouble than you can get out of.
Yeah. No, I got into trouble anyway. I was kidnapped and falsely imprisoned for 9 hours.
The reason primarily was because I was
impeding their investigation because I was pleading the fifth so that I didn't give up my papers. They just wouldn't have it. I mean, I have it all recorded in audio, I listened back over, and I'm like, you know, I didn't lose my cool. I wasn't rude. I wasn't abrasive. I started out by saying, is there an emergency I can help you with, officer? No? Well, am I free to go? No? Well, am I under arrest? No?
No.
I'm not under arrest. Am I free to go? No.
Can
you see your license, please? And I said, well, you know, if I give you my license, am I going to incriminate myself? Sir, just give me your license and your grandma. I said, well, I'm going to preserve my right to keep my papers. So I gave him the context for my refusal. So it wasn't as if I was just saying, I'm not going to give you my papers because you're a pig. You know, that wasn't the attitude at all. I was just, so anyway, he said, you can either come out of the car on your own or we'll drag you out. I said, here's my license.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd probably break the window just for fun too.
No, the other cop was on the other side of my on the passenger, and he had his baton extended, and it was actually very much reminiscent of a tennis racket in his hand as he was waving it back and forth, like, just give me a reason to bust your window, buddy.
Yeah.
So that was a very interesting day, to say the least.
And there's a lot more like him out there.
I'm sure.
That's the scary part.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm going to go on mute because I have to go inside for my paperwork and stuff. So I'll just keep listening while you guys talk.
Okay, great. Glad you checked in. And come to the Monday night session and ask your questions if you can.
Yeah, sure. You bet.
Yep. Catch you later.
All right, I'm going to go on. Yep, I'm going on mute.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have talked to a number of truckers over the years that are members of NLA, and they're quite knowledgeable and quite interested. Of course, you know, it's a preservation. If you lose your license and you're a trucker, you don't have a job anymore, you know? And that's not a good situation. It takes you right out of the job market. Of course, a lot of truckers I know have at least 3 or 4 different licenses from different states just for that reason, you know, which helps. Well, I guess we put you all the rest of you to sleep. We haven't heard a peep out of anybody.
This is California Fred here.
I was just going to say, Fred, did you fall asleep?
No, I was lurking.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
I'd like to make a comment. There's been a, there Q has been posting a lot about Facebook and Twitter and Google and how it's set up by DARPA and the CIA.
Right.
And they're using that information to basically track everybody. Okay, you know that they have been also taking conservative voices out of the loop and banning them. And they have also been taking comments and deleting them.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like to do is just to explain to everyone, I know that we probably don't have a large community on board tonight, but I would advise you to open a gab.ai account. That's gab.ai, You can open an account there. You can use any fictitious name you wish. You will have to use some kind of an email for authorization to get your passcodes, but that having been said, you can say basically anything you want on Gab, and you will not be censored.
Hmm.
Now, there is something else. Gab, about 5 days ago, released a beta version of what they call Dissenter. Dissenter is where you download it into your browser, and it becomes a button you can push, and you can make comments about any URL you are on. And your comments will not be deleted. They can be shared with your whole Gab experience.
Are those audio or typed in comments, text?
Like I said, it's a beta version. I believe you can go audio, and I think you can go text.
Okay.
With Dissenter. I'm still playing with it. I've only used it a couple times.
Yeah, I ran across an interesting one a couple days ago. I was going to copy this image. And it was one about the percentage of shootings that happened in the gun-free zones. So I copied it and I pasted it into my email, and it would not paste. It just refused to paste. So I copied it and pasted it on a Word, and then copied it and pasted in an email, and it would not transfer. So they've done something to prevent you from forwarding that information. You can't get that image to come through.
A lot of these memes are copywritten.
Possibly didn't say anything about a copyright. Usually I'll tell you.
What I'm trying to say is you never know from Adam what you're copying on the internet.
Yep.
Who has the primary code on it, or what its intended purpose is.
Yep.
Now, myself, I've been a victim of clickbait. I saw one real juicy thing that was just too good not to share, and I was stupid. I didn't research it. She saw it, and she posted it, and she was all happy with it. The next thing you know, it all comes back fake news.
Yeah.
So I had to eat crow, egg in the face, all that stuff, all because I... Clickbait.
It's one of those things you just wish was true, you know?
Yeah, really. You know, I see the perk watch, you know. Yeah, go right on. Lock her up, you know.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Well, one day when it really does happen, are people going to believe it did?
Yep. I'm going to believe it when they lock her up, if they get all of them.
Oh, there is something else that I need to bring up. There are now 90,600 and some odd sealed indictments.
Yep.
According to the QMAP.
You got to wonder how many of those they'll prosecute and how many they'll decide that they're going to cease and desist and fold their tent and silently steal away, and we'll never hear from them again.
Well, that's the thing about a sealed indictment. You never know what it was about unless they unseal it.
Right. And I'm sure they'll go talk to the person that was against before they let it out, you know. Give them the, as John says, the Godfather choice. We've got this information on you, and you can either quit your job, never again work in the public sector, or we're going to prosecute you to the full extent of the law. I think a lot of them are going to disappear.
That seems to be exactly what's going on, where Q is saying, to follow all these people that have resigned as CEOs across the world.
Yep.
And Q is also saying, watch their wives. I wonder how many of the wives are actually, you know.
Well, what about Orr and his wife, yeah?
Well, that's just a homespun intrigue in the DOJ.
Yep.
Nothing to see here, you know. Keep moving on, you know. These aren't the bots you're looking for.
Right.
Have you ever heard of a lady called Amazing Polly?
No, I haven't.
Amazing Polly is worth a look up. She's on YouTube. She's a Canuck, Canada.
Yep.
Up in the northwestern region of the where all the lakes are.
Right.
And she has done some deep dives on different things like the media and how the media, like let's say you're Monsanto Corporation and you want somehow to overcome this old Alex Jones conspiracy about your Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you do is you get involved with some of these agencies that have a campaign. They have people with maybe 100,000 bots each. And what they do is they sit there and they generate all of this negative information about Alex Jones. And they bombard Facebook. They bombard CNN. And then CNN said, oh, look at all this negative press we're getting about Alex Jones. We got to take mm-hmm. him down.
Yep.
And it's nothing more than a few people with a whole bunch of little bots auto-generating a bunch of information. It's kind of like all these foreclosures with the robo-signing, and nobody actually goes down to City Hall and registers their complaint.
Right.
So you have all of these clouded documents where this information somehow on the internet, but it's not down at the local county seat. Then you got lawyers coming out of the woodwork claiming that they own your house. That's what's going on in New York right now with all these foreclosures.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
And I really feel like that as a negative thing against us because they should be protecting our rights. And yet, you know, you can buy, mortgage insurance now. Not mortgage insurance. What do they call it? Title lock. Title insurance.
Title insurance.
And that, the government's not doing their job if that's a possibility. That insurance, that's supposed to be the sheriff protecting our rights for that. Not some company somewhere.
Well, the sad thing is the government is involved in it. The local governments with a judge and maybe a mayor or some lawyers or other constituency in the city council have somehow perverted some kind of an ancient tax that nobody's aware of that's been festering for 20 years. And they bring it up even after the person has done a bankruptcy, and they take that sniveling little $200, they double and compound it and use all kinds of rules like the IRS would to make it seem like more than it is. And then they run a lien against your house and want to have a mortgage sale on it. That's what's going on.
It's unfortunate. So, anyway, that I just want to make that comment. That's the sheriff's job.
Well, unfortunately, the sheriff doesn't know his power, or he would take these people out and get rich, throwing them in prison.
You've been following Crystal's ordeal, haven't you?
Yes.
I mean, I've seen her paperwork from start to finish, like 2012 or 14. She paid off her house. She got a release from the mortgage, signed, sealed, and delivery, and so on and so forth. And along comes Mr. GE, lays claim to it. You know, never had a mortgage from him, period. And they've harassed her for, what, 5 years now, trying to take it away, and they're still fighting with her. She never even had a mortgage with him. Her house was totally paid off. I mean, talk about total thievery. And apparently that's kind of what's being done in Connecticut. That's the worst of any place in the country that I've run across. It's one thing if they ever had a mortgage with him. But she did not. And, you know, their game seems to be that they will issue a thing saying they now own it and you're a renter and you missed your rent payment, so they'll throw you out for and not paying your rent, and then they'll sell the building off and keep everything, all the proceeds. It couldn't be more mob-oriented if you try.
And they got rid of the sheriffs in Connecticut.
Yep, I think they have 8 left. The rest are gone. The rest are appointed. Yeah, I lived there for 18 years, and I'm glad I don't live there anymore. Well, are we out of gas?
Just thinking about Crystal.
Yeah. That's a really sad case.
It seems to me she could go to the United States District Court and do a lawsuit against GE, make it maybe $7 or $8 trillion to represent the whole state and all the other people implicated.
Yeah.
Be as bizarre and fantastic as she can possibly be and invoke the grand juries. I don't know. Put it in a newspaper. Demand a meeting with the grand juries of the state, all of them in one time, to investigate it. It ought to go somewhere.
She has been getting on TV once in a while to make her case, you know, and there is a local TV, Bridgeport, I believe it's in, that carries some of her stuff that she finds out in court each week. And they've been doing that for some time now. Well, should we auction it off? Going, gone for the day?
I just ate and I'm kind of sleepy too.
Give you a chance to catch up. Well, why don't I turn off the recording?
Well, I just wanted to say that this has been the discussion group, the NLA discussion group. It meets every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The floor is open to anybody who wants to contribute, and the views expressed are not necessarily those of the NLA or any of its members. It's all on their own. So I guess we'll see you next week at about 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and we'll close it now. Thank you very much for participating.